A man falls through the sky. No shirt, no shoes, no parachute. Sounds like a death wish, right? For Travis Pastrana, it wasn't a death wish or a bad dream. It was a daredevil stunt. And if his parachuted fellow skydivers weren't able to grab him in time, he would die. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. ...2007. 23-year-old Travis Pastrana isn't content with just 8 X Games gold medals. He isn't content with being the first person to do a motorcycle double backflip, or even with motorcycling straight off the edge of the Grand Canyon. He decides to jump out of a plane. And this time, unlike the Grand Canyon stunt, he won't have a motorcycle or a parachute. He wants to live to tell the tale, and the plan is, after a few glorious seconds of absolute freefall, or terrifying seconds, depending on how you look at it, another skydiver will grab him in midair to finish the dive tandem. It's like that classic trust fall game you've probably done at some team building exercise. Except this time, if no one catches you, you're not just going to end up embarrassed, you're going to end up as flat as a pancake. Danger level 11. This is nuts. And also, highly illegal. And while Travis is one of the best extreme motorcycle riders of all time, he's a beginner level skydiver. Travis reaches out to skydiving organizations. He finds 3 divers willing to do the jump with him, catch him in midair, and film the entire thing. He's able to cash in on some celebrity cachet. One of the divers is a huge fan of his motocross stunts. Travis and his 3 new friends practice for the stunt with Travis wearing a parachute. Good call. I think we can all agree that no parachute skydiving practice is a really bad idea, no matter who you are. September 26th, 2007, jump day. From Puerto Rico, Travis and his 3 helpers go up into the airplane. Everyone feels great, especially the 3 dudes who actually have parachutes on. Travis is fearless as they climb to around 12,500 feet. So fearless, they're going to make the stunt look like Travis is just rolling out of bed to hit the beach. He pretends to be asleep. He's dressed for their destination, the beach. He wears bright red swim trunks, sunglasses, and socks. Not sure what's going on with the socks. I don't remember ever wearing those to the beach. What he's not wearing is a shirt or shoes or a chute. At skydiving altitude, Travis hams it up for the camera. Acts like he just woke up, complete with an alarm clock. His pillow falls into the sky, never to be seen again, as he chugs a Red Bull on his way out of the plane. Travis rolls out of his fake bed and right into the sky. Per ESPN, his life now rests in the hands of 3 men he'd known for less than a week. Falling towards the earth, Travis appears completely carefree. He jettisons the Red Bull, flips around, mugs for the camera, does some double backflips, no big whoops, just casually falling from the sky with no chute. What could go wrong? What's the worst that could happen? He's soon falling at a speed approaching 120 miles per hour. About 10 seconds in, Travis has now fallen a bit further than the other skydivers. He tries to stabilize into a spread eagle position, stomach down. 2 helpers dive below him. One grabs his hands. The other practically jumps on his back and links himself to a harness hidden under Travis's swim trunks. The 2 men tandem skydive down, 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 and then a parachute puffs open, and Travis is still attached. Less than a minute later, Travis and his buddy land safely on the beach. A friend asks, "Would you ever do that again?" And Travis replies, "Yeah, but I don't think it's a good idea." Fair. Footage of the event goes into Travis's documentary, Thrillbillies. Awesome title. And of course, it makes international news and gives moms everywhere an exciting new stress dream. Today, Travis continues to perform high-flying motorcycle stunts, socks always on, parachutes always optional. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Travis, check out his book, The Big Jump, The Tao of Travis Pastrana, or his short doc, Thrillbillies. We found the footage incredibly helpful for this episode. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.